For 2 weeks, researchers and scientists and even artists have been scouring the Grand Lake Protected Natural Area near Gagetown as part of the New Brunswick Museum's BioBlitz. And today, the museum will be displaying its findings at the Queens County Heritage Courthouse. Don McAlpine is the research curator of zoology and the head of natural science at the New Brunswick Museum, and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. I'm still waking up here. I'm sitting in my tent.
You're in your tent.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in Gagetown, actually. We're staying at rented an older house. Some people are sleeping inside, but most of us are in tents outside on the lawn.
Ah, and so you spent the last 2 weeks scouring this area. Tell us about some of the things you discovered.
Well, a lot of the discoveries actually won't become apparent until could be 6 months or a year from now when people have a chance to really work over the material that's been collected. But we do have a number of things that that we're kind of excited about. There are a couple of a fungi that grow on lichens. They're called Lichenicolous fungi that have been found that are new to North America, previously known only from Colombia, long way off. We've got a snail here that the Chinese mystery snail that's actually an invasive species previously known from two very small isolated lakes near Sackville, but these are the first discoveries from the St. John River system, so that will be one to watch. We've got a slug that may be new to North America. We're waiting for some DNA barcoding to be done on that to confirm that, so there's lots of neat stuff.
What would the consequences of an invasive snail be?
Well, this particular snail is called the Chinese mystery snail. It's a large gastropod. It's about the size of a golf ball. It's a problem in the northeastern U.S. It competes with fish and some species of fish. It clogs up intake pipes. It really occupies a niche that's normally used by native species, so that's never a good thing.
So how many are there of you there in tents that have been involved in this BioBlitz?
Well, we've had most evenings, evening meal, there's been 25 to 30 of us here. There's probably going to be close to 60 participants by the time we're through. There are some people that have been here for a period of last. There are still a few people to come, so there's been a lot of coming and going.
Are you a close-knit team, or do people spread out and work fairly independently?
Well, I mean, people work independently, but we have a lab space set up in the courthouse, and it's very collegial. Many of us have known each other for quite some time. There are some people who have been involved in the BioBlitz since the first year in 2009, and we all look forward to getting together. So, but the crews work independently. There are people specializing in different groups of organisms, and they tend to go out together each day.
Must be a pleasant reunion.
It is, and we have people from all over the place. This year we had our first off-continent participant. We had a mollusk specialist from France, but we have folks here from California, Maine, BC, Kansas, the Maritimes, Ontario. So people have come quite some distance to help us out.
Now tell me about the involvement of artists.
Well, yeah, I mean, science is one way to look at the world, and that's the main focus of the work we're doing here, but art is another way. So we have three artists in residence, actually four, if you include our poet. So we have, these are people who are really documenting what's going on here, the wildlife, the landscape, and the people doing different things, and we're using that art we will be using it in some of the exhibits that the museum hopes to produce. So it's another way to look at the natural world.
Now you say it'll be some time before you know completely, you know, what you've uncovered there. What exactly will you do with the specimens you've gathered?
Well, ultimately, most of the material will end up in the New Brunswick Museum's collection. But some of it will be vouchered in other institutions as well. Some of the amphibian material, for example, will end up in Oklahoma. Will be used on exchange, actually, with that institution. But most of it will end up in the New Brunswick Museum.
How important is it to have a BioBlitz like this every summer?
Well, we think it's pretty important because these are very important conservation areas in New Brunswick, and we don't know much about them. Every year we go out, we find species that are new to North America, new to New Brunswick. We've found species that actually don't have names yet, that are new to science. And these areas were set aside specifically to maintain biodiversity. And of course, you can't develop management plans for them if you don't know what's there. So that's one aspect. The other aspect of this is that we need to have this kind of data to monitor changes that are occurring on the larger landscape. So in New Brunswick. So these sites really serve as proxy sites for what might be happening across the province. So it's important to be able to keep track of things.
As an experienced scientist, what's your sense of how healthy, if we can put it that way, things are in this particular area near Gagetown?
Well, things seem healthy, but at the same time, the site has had a lot of disturbance over the years. Stephen Clayton, the museum's botanist, and I were really talking a bit about this earlier, and really this forest could be characterized as degraded in some ways. There are little patches of some old forest that give you a sense of what things were like perhaps 200 or 300 years ago, but much of it has been cut in the past. Some of it has grown up, but it's quite different than it was probably 200 or 300 years ago.
Now, we mentioned there's an open house. What will people be able to see?
During most of our time here, we really try to have people focus on the field work at hand. But stewardship is an important part of what we're doing here, so we want to invite particularly the local community to come in and share in the discoveries, talk to the researchers, so they'll be able to do that. Our artists and residents will be on hand, so they'll be able to talk to them, see some of the artwork. I think our poet in residence, Wayne Clifford from Graham and Anne, may even have a poem that he'll be ready to read for those that attend. So we're looking forward to it, and it's usually quite well attended.
Well, Don, thanks for coming on the show. We hope you stay dry there.
Yeah, it's been a little damp the last few days, but we've been out anyway.
Okay. Thanks so much. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Don McAlpine is the research curator of zoology and the head of natural science at the New Brunswick Museum. He joined me on the line from his tent near Gagetown.